course, this will help swell the coffers by the sound of things.
Well, certainly last year we had a card series, and they sold very well indeed, and they sold to different parts of the world as well.
Who do you think will buy them?
I think it's a mix of people that buy them. We know that there's cross-community buy-in to them because we know that personally from people coming into the shop. Also, I think people are probably sending them to relatives overseas and to friends overseas and then within Northern Ireland as well.
Now just sent me a text. He says, I hate the orange order. Sorry about that, David. But we'll be buying lots of their Christmas stuff. I've loads of Catholic friends to buy small Christmas gifts for. Perfect. I mean, do you mind if people are buying them with their tongue firmly planted in their cheek?
Well, I think the cards themselves are tongue-in-cheek, you know, and they reflect the Northern Ireland sense of humour. So we're happy for anybody to look at them and to buy them. And I think it's important to have a sense of humour about ourselves as communities. So they're part of all of that.
And the people tweeting me saying, is this for real? Someone else is tweeting about a Union flag protest at the North Pole.
Yes, that's one of the cards. One of the cards is a protest at North Pole Town Hall.
Somebody else says, I'd be more impressed by them if they could actually spell Arctic rather than Arctic.
Well, they're only penguins, weren't they?
You have to, your cards, though. But what's the view of them within the order?
Well, they're just launched now, but last year certainly with very good feedback from, and I say we sold out, we probably sold 2,000 of the Snow Surrender with the Snowmen cards last year. So there's been a revamp of that design as one of the four this year. So there's, a very good buy-in to them within the order, and they certainly seem to be posted near and far from what we understand.
When the Orange Order is a religious organisation, isn't it? And that's one of the points that's always made whenever we're talking about it in a more serious context. So will there be some members who will be less than comfortable with this?
Well, I think we do a wide variety of cards, and we have religious cards as well. But this is a new line that we're developing, and there's quite a lot of buy-in to it, obviously. But there's still cards there for people who want to send more traditional type of cards to family and friends as well, Wendy. So we try to cater for everybody.
You know, Snow Surrender, obvious reference to no surrender. Someone tweeted me to say, so they've completely dropped any pretense at reaching out or of culture. Someone else is saying, you know, family orientated and cross community.
Yeah, well, I think it's down to sense of humour, and I do believe people in Northern Ireland have a great sense of humour. And the Snow Surrender, we also had Ulster Says Snow last year as well. I think it's a play on the word snow, obviously, you know. And you know, some people may not see it in that sense, with a, you know, a humorous aspect to it. You don't have to buy the cards if people don't have a sense of humour. There's plenty of other Christmas cards around to buy, but these ones are for people who sort of respect the Northern Ireland sense of humour and who want to send a card that hopefully will bring a smile to whoever receives it.
What would you say to this person who's tweeted me to say, hilarious, meantime, they're bringing the place to its knees. When is the season of good cheer to their fellow man?
Well, I think you have to look at things in different levels, and certainly what we are doing in terms of the marketing of products and so on is trying to get across a sense of humour, a lighter approach, and I think that's important in a wider context in Northern Ireland, that people should step back a wee bit sometimes and look to the funny side of things and try to be more reasonable with everyone, and that applies to everybody in the whole community, no matter where they come from. And I think most people do that, actually. So it's not really, you know, there are obviously issues in some areas, and that's not something that we as a marketing team for products have really any great say over, but I think those are issues that need to be resolved between communities and can only be resolved through outworkings between communities.
Hey, David, thanks for talking to us. Dr. David Hume there from the Orange Order. John in County Down says, just seen the new Orange Order Christmas cards. Fantastic bit of fun. Well done. Somebody else texted in to say, Wendy, could you please tell me who is performing at Belfast Christmas Tree Lights Switch On this year? We have such fantastic talent on these shores. ...